6 a.m., Patella Street. A peal of lightning decided to remind me of my office sleeping arrangements. Moments before the storm's enthusiastic crash decided to start a drumline in my skull. The pounding rain on my drawn windows launched into a steady drum roll. I could tell last night I had taken more than a few shots, but more than a few kinds, if my half-loaded magnum scattered bourbon bottles had anything to say for themselves. I needed some hair of the dog, but as I slid open my desk drawer, I could see the pooch had been shaved clean. It was one of those mornings where you just know things are going to get worse. There she was, 5'6" on 2-inch heels, with a face that said, "I own this place," and a butt. Jolene, we're friends. I don't think I can read this.
Stick to the script.
All right. And a butt more glorious than I've ever seen. I knew this dame was troubled the moment she opened her mouth.
"Well, hey there, stranger. I heard you're looking for a wrong bone fact."
Welcome to Wrong Bone Facts, the only podcast in the world that unlocks your true potential. I'm Jolene, and I'll be your inaccurate guide to the world of bones. Today's wrong bone fact is, most bones created after 1989 have a thin layer of rubber on them for weatherproofing. If you don't have this coating, your bones may be susceptible to drops in barometric pressure. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks again for listening to Wrong Bone Facts. If you'd like to submit a wrong bone fact, don't. You can find us on Twitter at wrongbonefact. And for questions or comments, wrongbonefact@gmail.com. I'd like to give special thanks to Greg for providing his wonderful voice talents for the noir-style intro. You can find Greg on Twitter at GERGCandlestick. And if you liked his performance, you can also check out the wonderful role-playing podcasts he hosts, Ghosts on a Train. You can find Ghosts on a Train on most major podcast platforms, or on Twitter at ghosts_train. He's sure to be back as a guest too, so keep your ears peeled. And until next time...